This is the Rashi Roundup. We're beginning Sefer Shmos, and we're doing Parshas Shmos, and we're going to start with Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey. Vayhi kol nefesh yotzei yerech Yaakov shivim nafesh, and the total of the people who were descended from Yaakov were 70. V'yosef hayav Mitzrayim, and Yosef was already in Mitzrayim. Rashi v'halohu uvanav hayu b'chlal shivim. So what do you mean that Yosef sounds like he was outside of the count? He was included in the 70. Ma ba'al l'amdein, was this coming to teach us? V'chilo hayinu yodim shu hayu b'mitzrayim. Did we not read Sefer Bereishis? We knew he was in Mitzrayim. Ela lehudiachat tzidkaso shel Yosef, to teach us the righteousness of Yosef. Hu Yosef haroes son aviv, hu Yosef shayu b'mitzrayim, v'nasa melech v'amad b'tzidko. It was the same Yosef who was watching his father's sheep, and that was the same individual who became a king in Mitzrayim and remained in his same state of righteousness. Now we're going to move to the Pasuk Zayin of Nei Yisrael. Paru vayishutzu vayirbu vayatzmu v'ma'od ma'od. They multiplied very, very much. Vatimalea aretz osam. And the land was filled with them. We're going to do Rashi Diramasu vayishutzu shayu yoldos shisha bekeres echad. They were having six babies at one time that were in the womb all together. So it was a semi-miraculous rate of multiplication. Vayakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim, and a new king arose upon Mitzrayim, asher lo yadas Yosef, who did not know Yosef. Rashi, vayakam melech chadash, Rav u'Shmuel. Smachlogis Rav and Shmuel. Chad amar chadash mamish, v'chad amar sheneschad shu gzerosav. One opinion was that he was actually a new king, and one opinion was that he had new decrees, even though he was the same physical individual, but he changed his entire way of ruling over the Jewish people. Moving now to Pasuk Tezvah, Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim Lami Yaladosa Ivrios, and the king of Mitzrayim said to the Jewish midwives, Asher Shem Echas Shifra V'Shem Ashenis Pua. One of them was named Shifra, and one of them was named Pua. Famous comment over here of Rashi, Shifra zu Yocheved. This is referring to Yocheved. Al shem shemeshaperes esavlat. She would make the baby look nice. She would improve it. She would clean it up. Pua zu Miriam. That's referring to Miriam. Al shem shepua umedaberes v'hogel avlad kederach hanashim amafaisos tina kaboche. She would make funny sounds and make noises to the baby, the way women are capable of calming down a crying baby. Okay, moving now to Pasuk Chaf Beis. So this is after Paro tells the Shifra and Pua they should kill the babies. They don't listen. They say, they make up some excuse. Then finally, Vayitzav Paro l'chol amo lemor. Paro commanded his entire nation, saying, Kol abein ha'yilod ha'yorot ha'shlichu v'chol abas t'chayun. Any son who is born, you have to throw it into the river, and any daughter can be allowed to live. Rashi, the Ramasol l'chol amo, af aleim gazar. He made the decree even on them, meaning even the Mitzrayim were killing their male children. Yom shenolad Moshe amru lo itzdagninav, because the day Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the astrologer said to Paro, Hayom nolad Moshiach. This is the day that their Savior was born. Ve'ein anu yodim im Mitzrayim im Yisrael. We don't know which nation he's coming from, Mitzrayim or Yisrael. Ve'roen anu shesofo lilkos b'mayim. But we see that in the end, he will meet his downfall with having to do with water. Lefichach gazer oso ayom afala Mitzrayim. Therefore, he made a gzera even on the Mitzrayim. Shenemar kol ben hayilod, any baby, any male who is born. Velo nemar leivrim. He didn't make that specifically against the Jews. Vehem lo hayu yodim shesofu lilkos amei meriva. And the Mitzrayim who made this statement didn't know that the reason Moshe's downfall was with water is it had to do with the mei meriva in Parshas Chukas, nothing to do with being killed in water in Mitzrayim. Okay, now we're going to Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikachas bas Levi. And a man went from the house of Levi and he took a daughter of Levi. Rashi, vayikachas bas Levi, parush hayu mimenu mipnei gzeres Paro. He separated himself from her because of the decree of Paro. V'hechzira v'asa ba likuchen shniyim. And he remarried her and he made a second likuchen. And she had some type of a renewal that she was now able to be have children again. Bena Chomos, and she was 130 years old when she was born, because she was born when the Jews were coming down to Mitzrayim on the trip between the walls, literally, but figuratively means on the trip, on the way down, she was born. Umasayim ve'eser nishto sham. And the Jews were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Ukishayatsu, when they left, Hayim Moshe ben Shmonim Shana, so Moshe was 80. And Cain, Kishanis Abram Mimeno, Hoysabas Meo Shloshim. That's how we know that she was 130 when she became pregnant with Moshe. V'kore osa bas Levi, and she's referred to in this pasuk as the daughter of Levi, meaning like a young girl, meaning that she had some type of renewal and reversal of the aging process. Pasuk beis v'tahar ha'isha v'teled bein v'tere oso ki tovu. She became pregnant. She gave birth to a son, and she saw that he was good. V'titzpeneu shlosha yirachim, and she hid him for 3 months. Rashi diramaskel ki tovu kishenolad nismali abayis kulo ora. When he was born, the whole house filled up with light. Now we'll skip to pasuk hey vatered bas paro lirchotz al hayor. Bas paro went to wash herself in the river. Venarosel holchos al yad hayor, and she had maidservants with her on the river. Vatiras ateva besochasuf. She saw the basket that contained Moshe within the reeds. Vatishlachas amasa vatikacha, and she sent out her ama and she took it. So Rashi cues in on the fact that it says es amasa. So the simple meaning, Rashi says es shivchasa, her servant. She sent her maid servant to get it. V'rabosenu darshu lashon yad, and the rabbanim said no, it's another lashon of the ama is the forearm. It's talking about she sent out her hand. It should have been amasa with a dagesh inside of the mem. Vehem darshu es amasa es yadav and ishtarbeva amasa amos harbe. The reason they darshened that it meant that her hand stretched out many lengths in order to achieve, her goal of actually getting the basket. Okay, moving to Pasuk Zion. Vatomer achoso el bas paro, and his sister, meaning Miriam, Moshe's sister, said to bas paro, ha'elech v'karasi lach isha meinekes mina ivrios. Should I go and call for you a nursemaid from the Jews? Vatenik lach esayelet. And that way you can nurse the baby. So Rashi mina ivrios, why do you specifically need a Jewish one? Sheikh Zira kol mitzrios harbe, al mitzrios harbe, lionek velo yonak, right? She tried to nurse him through many different Egyptian women, and he refused to nurse. L'fishayi asu l'daber im ashchina, because that was the mouth that was in the future going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he did not want to nurse from a woman who ate non-kosher. That is a source of halacha as well. Okay, we're not going to get into that now. Now we're going to go to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayetze b'yom ha'sheni, right? This is talking about after Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in Paro's palace, he went out and he killed the Mitzri before. Now he went out the next day. Vayetze v'hine shnei aneshim ivrim nitzim. There were two Jewish men fighting. Vayomer l'rasha lama sakeh re'echa. He said to the Rasha, why are you hitting your friend? So we have Rashi Dirmasal Shnei Anashim Ivrim, Dasan Va'aviram Haim, Shehosirum in Amon. Right? Why are they called the two Jewish men? Because they're the same ones. It says by there that the two men who left over from the Mon. Rashi telling you a lot of times, anytime it singles out these individuals, see another Rashi later in the Parsha, says the same thing. There it's always Dasan and Aviram, and he says to him, Lama Sakeh. He said to the Rasha, why are you hitting your friend? Ava bishalo hikahu, he didn't hit him yet. Nikra Rasha baharamas yad. You're already called a Rasha just by raising up your hand to hit a fellow Jew. Moving now to Pasuk Chaf. Vayomer el bino sav ve'ayo. This is after Moshe Rabbeinu saved the daughters of Yisro at the well. So Yisro said to us, where is this man? Lama zazavten asa'ish. Why did you abandon this man? Call to him and let him come and eat bread with us. Rashi, Lama ze azavtan, hikir bo shehu mizaro shel Yaakov. He recognized, Yisro recognized that this must be a descendant of Yaakov, shehamayim olim likraso, because the water went up to greet him, meaning they must have described how it was when Moshe was at the well, and therefore he recognized that this must be a descendant of Yaakov Avinu, and he wanted to deal with him, wanted to meet him. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayhi Bayamim Arabim Ahem, and it was in those great many days, Vayamos Melech Mitzrayim Vayayanchu B'nei Yisrael Min Avodah Vayizaku. The king of Mitzrayim died, and the Jews sighed from their work, and they cried out. Vatal Shavasam Elo Elokim Min Avodah. And their cries reached, the Rabbanu Shalom reached Hashem through their work. I mean, their cries because of their work reached Hashem. Rashi, Vayamos Melech Mitzrayim, Nitztara, he got Saras. And he was killing Jewish babies and washing in their blood. That is explaining why, all of a sudden, despite the fact that it says Paro died, they were crying out just as badly or worse than before. Okay, now we're going to Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Moshe's encounter with the Sneh and with HaKadosh Baruch. So Vayomer Elokim al Moshe, and Moshe said to Hashem said to Moshe, when I tell the Jews who that you met me, they'll ask, what's your name? So he said, Ekye Asher Ekye, I will be that which I will be. Vayomer Kosomar Livnei Yisrael Ekye Shelachani Aleichem. Right? Tell the people that which I will be sent you to me. So Rashi the Ramaskal Ekye Asher Ekye, Eyeh Imahem Bitzara Zos, Asher Eyeh Imahem Bishibud Shar Malachim. Malchios. I'll be with them in this difficulty just as I will be with them in future difficulties, future persecutions. Amar Lefanav, so Moshe, when he heard that, he said to Rabbanu Shalom, Ma ani mazkir lahem tzara acheres, dayem betzara zu. It's enough to talk about this difficult time. Why should I mention future difficulties? Amar lo, yafe amarta, that is a very good statement. Ko tomar, so rather you should say to them, just let them know, I'll be with them in this particular tzara. Okay, moving now to Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches. V'shamu l'kolecha, they will listen to you. The Jews will listen to you. V'asa atav zikne Yisrael melech Mitzrayim, and you and the elders of the Jewish people will go to Mitzrayim, the melech Mitzrayim, sorry, they'll go to Paro, v'amartem elav. They'll say to him, Hashem elokei ivriyim, nikra aleinu, Hashem, the God of the Jews, called to us. Let us go the 3 days journey into the desert, and we'll give korbanos to Hashem, our God. Rashi, divra maschil, vishamu, lekolecha mikaven shetomer lam lashon ze. You're going to say it to them in the right lashon, meaning pakod yifkod Hashem Elokim eschem. We skipped that pasuk, but that was the lashon that Yosef gave in Parshas Vayechi. Shdishmu lekolecha, then they'll listen to you. Shekvar simin ze maser biyada mi Yaakov mi Yosef. Shebalashon ze him nigolim. This was a sign that they had from the days of Yaakov and Yosef that this would be the lashon of their geula. Yaakov amar lahem ve'elokim pakod yifkod eschem. First Yaakov said, Hashem will pokeid, he will surely remember you. Lashon pikida. Yosef amar lahem pakod yifkod elokim eschem. And Yosef had such a lashon as well of pakod yifkod. Now we are moving to Perek Dalet, Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Hashlicheu Artsa. So this is Hashem giving Moshe the signs, and he says, take this snake and throw it to the... and throw it to the ground. Vayashlicheu Artsa Vayila Nachash, and he threw it to the ground and it became a snake. Vayanas Moshe Mipanav, and Moshe ran away from it. Rashi Vayila Nachash, Ramaz lo shesiper lashon hara al Yisrael. This was hinting to Moshe that when he said the Jews will not believe me, he was speaking lashon hara about them. V'tafas umnaso shel nachash, and he was taking the job of the snake, meaning this was not a commendable trait for Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk vav now, vayomer Hashem lo od avei na yadcha bechekecha. This was after the first time he took it out and it had saras. So he says, now I want you to put your hand to your chest. Vayavei yado bechekecha vayatziyav inei yadom et saras kashalik. He took out his hand and it was filled with saras like snow. Again, Rashi, similar idea. Derech tsaras lios levana. It's normal for tsaras to be white. Im baheres levana hi. Lashon pasuk in Parshat Tazria calls a baheres white. Af baos ze. Ramaz lo shaloshon hara siper baomro lo yaminuli. Another sign that he spoke lashon hara about the Jews because he said they wouldn't believe him. Lafika chilkal betsaras kmo shalaksa miriam al lashon hara. Therefore, he gave him tzaras, similar to when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, and she got tzaras as well. Now we're moving to Pasuk Yud. Vayomer Moshe Hashem, Be Adoni, please my master, Lo ish devarim anochi, I'm not a man of words, Gam etmol, gam mishelshom, gam me'oz dabercho al avdecha, neither for many days in the past, nor from the time you began speaking to your servant. Meaning, apparently, as we'll see in Rashi, they had been speaking for some time. Ki chvad pel, chvad lashon anochi. I am a man of heavy mouth and heavy tongue. And I really do not speak well at all. So Rashi here, Dibur Maskel, gam etmol, lamanu shekol shiva yom, HaYakadosh Baruch Hu mefata es Moshe b'sneh, leilich b'shlichuso. Hashem was trying to convince Moshe for 7 days to take upon himself this shlichus. Mitmol shelshom me'oz dabercha harei shlosha. That's already referring to 3 days. V'shlosha gamin, he says, gam etmol, gam shelshom. Right, so he said, that's a lashon of ribuyin hain. V'harei shisha, that's already 6 days. V'hu haya omed b'yom hazayin, hasheva, Shiva, sorry. Kisha Amralo Zos Ode Shalach Nabiyat Tishlach Ad Shachris Bo V'kibel Olav. And it took him till the end of that day, till the next morning, finally to accept it upon himself. V'kol Zeh, why did he wait so long? A week arguing with Rav Shalom. Shelo Yarotza Lito Gedula Al Aharon Achiv. He didn't want to take a position of greatness over his great brother Aharon. Shaya Gadol Hemenu. He was older than he was. V'navi Haya, and he was a prophet. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Haniglon Kolisi Al Beis Avicha Biosam B'Mitzrayim Hu Aharon. Right? It says in the Navi that I revealed myself to you. When I was still in your father's house, that was referring to Aaron. V'chein va'oda lachem be'eretz Mitzrayim va'omer aleihem ish shkutzei einav hashlichu va'osach nevuaso la'aron nemra. Those were all prophecies that were said to Aaron HaKohen, and therefore we know that Aaron was eminently qualified, and Moshe did not want to take Aaron's place. Fine. Moving now to Pasuk Yud-Gimel. Va'yomer bi Adoni Adonai shlach na bi'at tishlach. Please, my master, please Hashem, send whomever you would send. Right, Rashi. What does it mean here? Biyad tishlach, biyad mishata ragil lishloach v'hu Aaron. The one who you normally send, which is Aaron. Davar acher, biyad acher, shetirtza lishloach, she'ein sofi lahachnisam la'aretz. Send to the hand of someone who actually wants to do this, because I know in the end I will not bring them into Eretz Yisrael. V'yos go'alam la'asid yeshluchem harbeis. And whoever's going to redeem them in the end, so you see already there are a lot of people who could do this job, meaning I'm not going to be the one to bring them into Eretz Yisrael, so why should I have to do this part of the job either? Obviously, you know, in this case, Yehoshua, he's going to be good enough to do the job, so let him do the job now. So says the Torah, Pasuk Yedalad, Vayichar af Hashem b'Moshe, Hashem got angry at Moshe, Vayomer halo Aharon achicha halevi, Yadati ki daberi daberhu. Your brother Aaron the Levi, you know, I know that he is a good speaker. V'gam hinehu yotzei lekrasecha, he's also coming out to greet you, v'ra'achan, he's going to see you, v'samach belibo, and he's going to rejoice in his heart. He's going to be very happy for you. So Rashi, Dibur Maskel, Vayichar af, Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha Omer, Kol Charon af betorah ose roshem. Anytime Hashem gets angry in the Torah, it makes an impression. V'zelo nemer bo roshem, v'lo matzinu sheba onesh al yedei ose charon. This did not make an impression, and no punishment came through this particular anger. Amar lo, meaning that nothing bad happened to Moshe because of this. So Rabbi Yossi responds, af bezu nemer bo roshem. Not something happened because of this as well. Halo Aaron achicha ha Levi. Aaron was known as a Levi at that point. Shaya asad lios Levi velo kohen. Aaron was supposed to be a Levi, not a kohen. V'akohanim ha'yisi omer latzeis mimcha. And you, Moshe, were going to be the source of the kohanim. Me'ata lo yiyah kohen. Now it's not going to be so. Elohu yiyah kohen v'ata ha'levi. He will be the kohen and you'll be the Levi. Shenemar u'moshe ish ha'elokim banav yikru'u al shevet ha'levi. Right, Moshe, the man of God, his children will be Leviim. They'll be known as from Shevet Levi. And v'ra'acha v'samach belibo. He'll see you and he will rejoice in his heart. Lo kishata savor, not the way you think, sheyehe makbid alecha, shata ola ligdula, that he's going to be upset that you are going above him. U'misham zacha Aaron la'adei choshen anasun al ha'lev. And this, through this, Aaron, because of his great heart, that he was happy for his brother, was zocha to wear the choshen hamishpat over his heart. Okay. Now we're moving to pasuk Yutes. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe b'Midyan. Hashem said to Moshe in Midyan, Lech shuv Mitzrayim, go back to Mitzrayim. Ki mesu kol anashim ha'mevakshim es nafshecha. Because all of the people who want you dead have died themselves. Rashi, Kimesu kol anashim, mihem, who are these men? Dasan vaviro. Same as before, chayim hayu, they were alive, as we know later from Parshas Korach, they're mentioned explicitly. Elisha yardu minichseim veheani chashuv kemes. They lost all their possessions, and an ani is chashuv kemes. Pasuk chaf, vayikach Moshe's ishto ves banav, vayarkivem ala chamor. Moshe took his wife and his children, and he put them on a donkey. Vayashav aretz Mitzrayim, and they returned to Mitzrayim. Vayikach Moshe's matei elokim biyado. And Moshe took the staff of Hashem in his hand. Rashi, the Ramaskal al hachamor, chamor amiyuchad hu hachamor shechavash Avram la kedas Yitzchak. This is the same donkey that Avram Avinu saddled to go do the akedah. This was that special donkey. V'hu she'asid ha'melech ha'mashiach lehigolos alav. Shenemar ani v'rochev al hachamor. And this is the Melech HaMashiach's donkey as well in the future, as it says, a poor man riding on the donkey, meaning there's a specific donkey with the Hey Hayidia that Mashiach is going to use, just as Moshe used and Avram Avinu used as well. Now, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Va'omar Elecha Shalach Es Bini, I'm going to say to you, send out my sons, V'yavdeni, and they should serve me, V'atimo'ein L'shalcho, and Paro is going to refuse to send them, V'hinei, Anochi horeges bincha b'chorecha, and because of this, I'm going to kill your firstborn son. Rashi, Dima Maskel, Hine. I'm sorry. He maka achrona. This was the last of the makos. Uba hisreo tchila mipnei shehi kasha, and he gave him the warning about this one first because this was the harshest one. Vizel shamer be'iov. Right, and you have other examples in Sefer Iov. Hein al kelias give b'kocho lefichach mikamo more. Because when a person wants to take revenge on his friend, ma'alim es dvarav, he hides his words. Shelo yivakesh hatzala, because the person should not seek to be saved from it. Meaning, when you want to punish somebody else, you don't tell him how bad it's going to be until you actually do it, so that he'll go through. You'll be able to go through with it, and he won't save himself from it. Aval kodesh baruch hu yaskiv b'kochov v'ein yicholas lihimale miyado. There's no escape from Hashem. There's nothing you can do to prevent it. Ki im b'shuvo elav, the only thing you can do is do tshuva. L'fichach u'moreyu, that's why he tells you what's going to happen. U'master b'loshev, and he warns you so that you can do tshuva. Hashem has pity and has mercy and desires the tshuva even of a rasha such as Paro. Pazach of Dalit, Vahi Baderech Bamalon, and now they were on the way, and they stopped overnight in a hotel. Vayev Kesheyo Hashem Vayivakesh Lamisan. Hashem met Moshe, and he wanted to kill him. Very strange. What is going on here? All of a sudden, Hashem wants to kill him. Vayivakesh Lamisan. Rashi, Lamoshe, he wants to kill Moshe. Lefi Shalom Mal Es Eliezer Beno. Valshenis Rashel Nanash Onish Misa. Because he didn't give a brismila to Eliezer, his son, and because he was lazy with this, he was punished with death. Tani, I'm Rabbi Yosi. Chas v'shalom lo nesrashel. Of course, Moshe was not lazy. Ella Amar Amol v'etei l'derech sakana yilatino kad shloshe yamim. Right. So he says, if I give the kid a bris mila first and then I go on the trip, it's a sakana for the first 3 days. The kid could die. God forbid. Amol v'esh shloshe yamim. So I'm going to wait 3 days. So while he heals up, Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzivani leich shuv Mitzrayim. Hashem already commanded me go back to Mitzrayim. So why then was he punished? Because he first tried to deal with matters of the hotel rather than dealing with the bris milah when he had the first available opportunity. He turned the messenger into some type of a snake. And he would first swallow up Moshe until his thighs, and then he would go from the bottom, from his feet, and then he would go up until the Makam Amila. Hevina Tzipora Shebishvila Milu. And Tzipora, who was obviously a very wise person, was able to figure out that this was related to the issue of Bris Mila. Now we're moving to Perek Hey Pasakala. Va'achar Bo Moshe Va'aron. Amru al Paro, Moshe and Aaron came to Paro, and they said to Paro, "Kol Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shalach Asami V'Yachoguli Bamidbar." Thus says Hashem, the God of Israel, "Send out my nation, and they will rejoice with me, they have a holiday for me in the desert." Rashi va'achar bo Moshe va'Aaron. Aval azekenim nishmitu echad echad me'achar Moshe va'Aaron ad shenishmitu kulam. Kodim sheyiru lepaltin, lefi sheyiru lelechas. Yarulalech. So what happened? We just, in the previous psukim that we didn't read together, said that they got all the Zekanim together, and now all of a sudden just Moshe and Aaron show up. So it must be the Zekanim slipped away one by one because they were afraid to enter into Paro's palace. Uvesinai Nifralahem, and they were paid back in kind at Har Sinai. Venigash Moshe Levado. Moshe himself was only allowed to approach Har Sinai. Vehem lo yigshu hechzirim lacharim. They were not allowed to approach. They were sent back. Moving now to Pasuk Dalet. Vayomer alehem elch Mitzrayim. Lama Moshe v'Aaron tafriu es ha'ami ma'asav. L'chula sivlo sechem. Why are Moshe and Aaron bothering the people from their work? Go back to your hard work. Right, let them go back to their hard work and not to bother with this nonsense. Rashi, l'chu l'malachtechem, go back to work, sheyesh lachem lasos bevateichem. So he's telling Moshe and Aaron, go back to the work, your housework. Avo melech es shibet Mitzrayim, lo aysa al shivto shel Levi. There was no hard work placed on Shevet Levi. That's why Moshe and Aaron were not told to go back to their hard work of hard labor of slaves. Slave labor, sorry. V'teide lecha, I'll prove it to you, sharei Moshe v'Aaron, yotzim uvaim shelo misiv losam, Hefsid Gadol Huzeh, right? So he says, Moshe and Aaron, I skipped a line. Moshe and Aaron, Yotzim Avoim Shelo Bishus. Moshe and Aaron were able to come and go without any permission to leave work. So obviously they didn't have work in Mitzrayim because that was the lot of Shevet Levi. Okay, moving now to Pasuk Yud Dalet. So this was after they received the orders that there wasn't going to be any straw provided at this point. Vayuku shotrei b'nei Yisrael asher samu aleim no gesei paro lemor. So the people in charge, who were the police officers above the slaves, they got hit, and they were members of b'nei Yisrael that these messengers of paro placed the decree upon them, saying, "Madura lo chilisem chokchem lilbon kismol shalshom gam tamol gam hayom." Why didn't you fulfill your quota of bricks and building like you did yesterday and the day before that, and you didn't finish it yesterday or today? Meaning they were falling behind on their quota of the right amount of bricks because they were told by Paro they weren't going to be given straw anymore, but they couldn't reduce the number. So Rashi, that we're going to do the first vayiku. Hashotrim Yisraelimai. These officers were Jews. V'chasim al chavreim miladochkam, and they didn't want to work their fellow Jews too hard. K'shahiyu mashlimim alaveinim lenogsim shehim mitzriim v'ayachaser menaschum hayu malkin osam ashalo dochku es osei amalacha. And when they came up short on their quotas, the Egyptians who were in charge of them beat them up because they didn't force the Jews to work hard enough. Lefichach zachu osam shotrim lios Sanhedrin. Therefore, those officers were zocha to be on the Sanhedrin. V'netzal min aruach asher al Moshe v'husam aleim. And this happened in Parsh Baloscha. Some of the ruach hakodesh that came from Moshe was placed upon them. Shenemar esvali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. Gather together 70 people from the elders of Israel. Me osan sheyadata atova she'asu b'mitzrayim. From those who know the good that was done in Mitzrayim, kihim ziknei ha'am b'shotrav. They are the elders of the nation and its officers, meaning they were paid back to become members of the Sanhedrin because they took the lashes for another Jew. Tremendous zechus that they had. Now we're going to Pasuk Chaf. Vayifgu'u es Moshe ves Aaron nitzavim likrasam. Now somebody who was standing to greet Moshe and Aaron met with them, but say some me'es Paro, as soon as they left from the house of Paro. And they yelled at them, and they said, look what you did to the Jews, and Hashem should punish you for what you did. Rashi points out, who were these characters? Vayifgu'u anashim Yisrael, es Moshe ves Aaron, v'raboseinu darshu. So the simple pshat is, they were just Jews. Some Jews saw Moshe and Aaron and yelled at them. Raboseinu say, the Medrash says, kol nitzim v'nitzavim. Anytime we see such a lashon, Dasan ve'aviram ha'isa. It was these two characters, Dasan and Aviram, shenemar b'hem yatsu nitzavim, because we find such a lashon in Parshas Korach about them. Okay, and last but not least, we're going to go to Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, atas sireh es asher e'esel faro. Now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro. Ki biyad chazaka yishalachem, is going to send them out with a strong hand. Biyad chazaka yigarshem me'artzo, and with a strong hand he will throw them out of his land. Rashi atosire, here heart al midosai. You thought badly about what I'm doing. Lo ka Avram. That's not like Avram Avinu shamarti lo that I said to him. Kibi Yitzchak ikara lechazera. Yitzchak will be your child. And I told him, now bring him as a korban. Velo here erachar midosai. And he didn't think twice about what I was doing. Lefichach atosire. Therefore, you will see. Ha'asui lefaro tireh v'lo ha'asui lemalchei shiva umos kishe'avi'eim la'aretz. You're going to see the justice that I do to Paro, but you're not going to see the justice that I do to the seven kings when I bring them into Eretz Yisrael.